CliffCentral.com.
This is The Digital Influence with Ryan Hogan. Stories of digital transformation in business, in relationships, and in life.
So, video, video, video. By all accounts, we are living in the year of video. We've heard that video is going to be huge. We heard it last year that it was going to be huge, and I think we saw the emergence of it. And 2017 is probably going to be greater. So, I saw, I'm friends with Peter Dutoy on Facebook. And I should say, first of all, Peter, you are the head honcho, the owner, the founder, or you head up Future Work IQ.
That's it.
And you're all about, well, the future of work, you know, how work is being impacted by technology, what's going on, remote work, all of these crazy things.
Right.
And you produce a lot of content that I see on Facebook around this sort of subject, digital and so on. So in my head, how I've described you is kind of, you're not a futurist, you're kind of a future. It's how the future's already here, how the future is impacting us right now, not what's coming, but what's going on right now. And you posted a very short video last week, I think. You might have even still been on holiday or whatever, but it was about how video is going to be big, Facebook Live. So that's the reason I've dragged you in here. So thanks for being here. So give us your shtick. Why is video going the way it is?
Okay, so I like to describe this period we're in as the live video revolution.
Mm.
And it's got a lot more to do than just Facebook Live.
Sure.
The reason they're playing in the space is because they understand how massive this is. And for them to remain relevant, they've had to actually produce a product that can actually speak to what's happened. So, you know, this thing was really driven by Meerkat.
Mm-hmm.
When that first started at South by Southwest, and then
when was that? That's like 2011.
Yeah, it's not so long ago.
Yes.
It's just a couple of years ago, and then picked up very quickly by Periscope, and then what's of course frightened Facebook a lot, and got them to move in this direction is what Snapchat's been doing, which is all these video stories that are told. So the reason this is so huge is that video is completely different to anything else. It's more real. It's more transparent. You feel as if you're actually connecting with a person because of that. So Zuckerberg, just to give you an idea of how big this is, he at his last, I think it was the fourth quarter earnings call, he actually started that call by saying that Facebook was going to become a video first company.
Mm.
And he actually went on to speak about where we are used to the text status update.
Yeah.
That was going to be video as opposed to text. So the way I always describe this to people is that text update is going to go to the bottom where you now, you know, asked to load a photo or something like that. And in its place will be this place where you can actually create video. And I think as our bandwidth improves and all that, you know, soon with the arrival of 5G and all that kind of thing, you know, we won't be as restricted and video will become even more important.
It's amazing to see how it worked, because with every sort of iteration and change, there's always the resistance. I remember when Facebook started auto-playing videos, you know, there was uproar
right.
about that, particularly in South Africa. It was like, oh, we don't have, you know, we don't have the bandwidth and it's too expensive. And now we don't really think about it. We kind of expect it.
Right.
You know, now it's part of, when you see the feed, you want to see the videos rolling already so you can decide if it's worth your interest to kind of see the whole thing. I mean, what I've seen in my own personal Facebook feed is a lot of people sort of getting on Facebook Live, and some of them are good, and a lot of them are horrendous. You know, we're a lot of people who want to sort of dispense their profundities about life on, you know, for 3 or 5 or 10 minutes. So where does this go? How should individuals be thinking of using this?
Well, you know, remember that with Facebook, you've got what they call an audience selector, right? So if you only want to broadcast to your family or you only want to broadcast to your close friends, you can do that.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so what that means is that, you know, if you've got close friends that are dispersed all over the place or family that's all over the place, you can actually make that as your selection, your audience selector, and now you can go live just to that audience.
Wow. Right. Okay.
So what Facebook is really trying to do is they're trying to get you addicted to the platform because that's how they operate. Mm. But it doesn't mean that if you broadcast, you necessarily have to broadcast to the world at large.
Right.
For individuals, I would say, select your audience that you want this to go out to and broadcast to them. Mm. Play with it, because I think what's going to happen going forward is that the ability to tell a story using the video medium is going to be very important. For brands and individuals who are building a brand, of course, that's a little different. You know, there I would definitely recommend going public broadcast. Mm. And then, of course, you have a little bit of a strategy behind what you're trying to do, you know. So the Facebook Live thing, I think we're going to see the live broadcasting of all kinds of things. Conferences, talks, events.
We had a conversation. I was at breakfast with a friend this morning, and we were talking to the owner of the place who does a bunch of stuff on social media. You know, it's a very good, you know, Humble Harry's in Four Ways. It's a really nice little place to have breakfast, good economical food, all that sort of thing. And we were talking about this particular subject, and it came up that there's a restaurant somewhere that does Facebook Live broadcasts on, you know, this is what's for breakfast this morning, you know, right. Or this. And that's something I wouldn't have thought of. So I mean, there are incredible ways to use it, I suppose. And that then brings me to how does a business use it? A small business, a big business, Standard Bank, should they be getting involved? How do businesses start to use this kind of thing?
So I must tell you, what social technology has allowed is to bring the humans out from behind the logo.
Mm.
And if you think about it, after all, we do business with people we know, like, and trust. So now suddenly businesses have this opportunity to take you behind the scenes and, as a result, build a relationship and trust with you. So to give you an example, there's this one guy that I know what he was doing is he has a doggy parlor. So what he was doing is he was taking his clients, whose animals he was actually grooming, he was taking them behind the scenes to see how the grooming happens. Wow. Now, if you understand how people feel about pets, for example,
and obsess about their dogs.
Exactly. So now if your groomer, you know that you can tune into a story that day and you'll probably see your dog in the story. Firstly, it brings peace of mind to you, but it also it builds a sort of rapport and humanness to that story. Mm. So that was very effective. So, you know, some brands, if I take an example of Unilever, for example, we helped them some time back with their What's for Dinner project when they moved that onto Facebook.
Yes.
But in their kitchen, for example, if they took Facebook Live and showed you how they prepare recipes and those kind of things, that kind of engagement, it's very difficult to get in another medium, because live makes it live. So you know, you can tune in and you can direct the show, which is quite interesting. I mean, if you ask the chef, for example, questions about what he's doing, he can then answer you and take the content in the direction that you wanted it to go.
Okay. Very interactive. Okay, so live television with you involved.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. So powerful. So we've spoken quite a bit about Facebook Live now, and that's an obvious medium, and one we're becoming more familiar with because we're all on Facebook. But now it's not just Facebook. The video's everywhere. What are the other options? Where else is this going?
Okay, absolutely. So Periscope is Twitter's baby, and they have integrated that now. So if you can actually start broadcasting directly from when you open the Twitter app using Periscope. So that is definitely something to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It's very much like Facebook Live. It's live, and there is a recording of that afterwards, which happens with Facebook Live as well.
Okay.
But Facebook has also switched on something called Instagram Live. Now, there the nuance is a little different in that if you are not watching that show or that broadcast right then and there, it goes away after the broadcast is finished. It doesn't get saved.
Oh, so it's not even for a period of time afterwards.
Not even for a period of time.
It's live and live if you...
That's it.
If you weren't there, sorry for you.
Absolutely. Okay. So those are the three kind of live mediums. But then there's the Snapchat story and the Instagram story thing, which is also video.
Mm.
But what happens there is the content lives for 24 hours.
Mm.
So what people there... people do there is they string together a story of their day. It's almost, in many cases, it's like a life logging tool. And people document their lives or they document what's happening. Like, for example, at the Consumer Electronics Show that happened now in Las Vegas, how they used Instagram and Snapchat was they took you behind the scenes. So they showed you stuff that you know, if you're not there, you wouldn't see. And even if you are there because the show's so big, the official account took you into areas which you wouldn't see. Mm. And that lasted for 24 hours and then it's gone. You know, so, so those are the kind of things. And I believe that what will probably happen going forward is we'll see more of this kind of, what I call social video arriving on the scene because of the power it has to build relationships, the power it has to indicate transparency and those kind of things.
Which brings up, you know, one of the interesting things about most forms of technology or platforms and so on is once something becomes part of our lives, there's almost unintended consequences, you know, And I'm wondering if we're going to see a similar thing with video. Like we're devoting a whole 15 minutes to talk about it. It's that interesting. It's that novel. In 2 years' time, you know, we wouldn't sit here talking about how interesting a Facebook status update is. You know, that was interesting 10 years ago.
Right.
Now it's just a part of our lives. I mean, do you see us getting to the point perhaps where video is so dominant that it is kind of it's the thing we want and we're almost a little irritated by the text or where we just want to see everything?
My feeling is yes. Mm-hmm. If I take my own consumption of social content, when I run across static pictures or status updates and then the very next thing I see is a story, like an Instagram, for example, I watch an Instagram story, it's way more appealing. It's way more engaging. But I just want to flash back to Facebook Live for a second. Yes. So what Facebook has is an open API. And what that means is that third-party software can actually take the stream from Facebook and you can now manipulate that. So what you're going to be seeing going forward, and I think a lot of brands will do this going forward, is it'll become a lot more polished. You know, right. I'm not a fan of polished, but I mean, you'll be able to put taglines on and that kind of thing, which you can do through things like Wirecast and software called OBS and that kind of thing. But for me, the unscripted, the transparent, the real kind of behind the scenes, let me show you what's going on stuff is where the real magic lies for brands to build a relationship with their audience, you know?
Okay, so... All right, so I guess in summary, if we're thinking about where this all going is, without question, video is the thing, and it's going to get bigger in 2017. If you're an individual looking to build a brand, you've got to be thinking about how you produce content on live social platforms. If you're a brand, think about the stories you can tell that your followers, your customers wouldn't otherwise have access to. What else in summary should people be thinking of? Does that cover it?
That kind of covers it. You know, what you should be doing is using this technology and this method of communication to get people to know you, to like you, and to trust you.
Yes.
You know, and this is so powerful. If this medium is extremely powerful to do that because you can't fake it in front of a camera when it's live. You know, that's what's magic about this. Absolutely.
Well, I had a friend who did a Facebook Live last week, and it was quite, I think his brain went crazy because I think he got a little bit muddled up as he had started, and he was live and he went, ooh, and then sort of stopped it and then started again, which was quite funny, but it is, but that's the beauty and the adrenaline of it almost is it's right now, it's raw, it's not, you know, it's not polished, it's as it is right now. Which I think is appealing and always has been about social media, the idea that we're taking transparency to a level where we have to be open, we have to be honest. We can't get away with what we used to get away with in the good old days when we could kind of fix up stuff in the back on the back end of things. All right, so I guess for the last 30 seconds or so, Peter, maybe just tell us quickly what you're about. Future Work IQ, what do you do?
Okay, so all we do is we help businesses prepare for the future of work. And we're not talking about 10 years from now, we're talking about 2020.
Yes.
And that primarily has got to do with helping the company become digital, developing remote teams and understanding that work will be mobile.
Mm. Well, excellent. And I think it's a critical thing because the what I think many of us miss is for years we've been hearing about the amazing things coming in the future, but it is right now. The amazingness is right now. Yes, there are even more astounding things coming, but we are already living in the future. There's crazy shit going on, and we've got to be involved. We've got to participate. We've got to take advantage. We've got to find the opportunity because it's there.
And you've got to be in the game so that you don't get left behind by the stuff that's coming, right, which is important.
Absolutely. I mean, you mentioned Meerkat. I mean, it's quite unfortunate. You know, they were pioneers, and they were pioneers and then gone.
Right. And yet those that were involved with the technology when the next thing came, which was Periscope and then Facebook yes. Live, it was so much easier to participate in that environment.
Outstanding. Okay, so that's it. We've been talking about the future of video or the now of video. So get out there and get involved if you're not already. Peter du Toit, thank you for taking the time to come out and chat.
Great stuff.
Awesome, mate. Thanks.
You just listened to The Digital Influence with Ryan Hoyt. CliffCentral.com.